I want you to understand what this is. Putrefactive germs are colon germs. Colon germs. Anybody here is a doctor? Contradict me. It is a physiological fact. I'm making it real clear to you what you're really eating. Do you get this? If you go have food and you like the taste, you've been trained to like that taste is the urine. If you're able to chew it, it's been tenderized by the colon germs. That's what you're putting in your body. Plus, it's fatty on top of it, which is going to clog yourself just like that. Plus, you're taking in the terror of an animal that was killed. But other than that, it's pretty good stuff. Now, by the way, does meat give you energy, yes or no? No, the body uses carbohydrates, fruits first, then fats, then proteins. It's the last thing for energy, so it doesn't give you energy. But if I don't eat meat, won't my bones get weak? All the research shows vegetarians have the strongest tensile strength of all because the acid that comes from trying to digest these proteins leaches calcium from your body and weakens your bones. So it doesn't make your bones any stronger. And the last thing I put down here is, are there any well-known vegetarians that are fairly intelligent, or is it just a bunch of weirdos? Well, how about Leonardo da Vinci, Pythagoras, Socrates, Plato, Benjamin Franklin, Disraeli, Edison, Schweitzer, Gandhi, and Einstein, to mention a few people to have good company with. All right? So those are the notes on that. And what I'd like to do now is, you might say, well, what about chicken? Is chicken meat? Not only is chicken meat, but it's worse. Worse is pretty hard a thing to say. It's equally bad. It's like, would you rather be punched in the face or kicked in the stomach? I don't know. But let me tell you why. When you're eating chickens, what happens is the way they're processed, those putrefactive germs not only go through their whole body, but in the process of processing chickens, they get salmonella, they get all kinds of other things at a huge rate, like anywhere from 38% of the entire chicken supply. You'll see the statistics, you'll hear them. It's like insane. You'd think they'd shut down every chicken place there was. They don't. But also, secondly, they create in the processing what's called fecal soup that basically bathes the chicken. And this is consistent. 12% of the price of the chicken you're paying for is fecal soup. It is that putrefactive germs, colon germs, taking up the weight that you're paying for on top of it. 35% is the average in the chicken industry for salmonella poisoning. 35% of the chickens. Some of the plants are as much as 60% across the nation. Go get some finger-licking good putrefactive germs for yourself. Add a little urine in there, and you're off and running.